On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning came on your smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cut, she Tuesday.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. How are you today? You doing all right? I'm concerned about you. Yeah, I am. Don't worry about it. Happy Tuesday to you, man. God, really? Blow out the candles. I wish I had invented the toaster. Yeah, let me explain. An amazing little gadget. You put the toast in, and in the toaster, it like toasts both sides of the bread at the same freaking time. An incredible invention. Then they came up with the double thing, the double toaster, where you can put two slices of bread in this machine, and it does the same to two slices. Whoa. And the reason that I wish I had invented the toaster, which is an amazing little electric box, is that someday when I am no longer on the planet, people can look back and they say, you know that Ron Van Dam? Yes, I know him. Why? He invented the toaster. Get out! Yes, he was the inventor of the toaster. Wow. And then I would have a name to myself for eternity. And when anybody would put a piece of bread in the toaster, they would think of me. And my legacy would live on infinitum. Especially when they butter the toast after it comes out of the toaster and they realize I also invented butter. Oh, wow, what a legacy. What did you invent? Nothing. I invented the toaster and butter. Today's show is monumental. That's with a capital Z. Monumental today because we are going to be talking about naked people. I know. Where else would you get that? There is an event that took place yesterday on the summer solstice. That's the longest day of the year was yesterday. And if you had a bad day, that's not the day you wanted to be the longest day. But it was yesterday. And they celebrated in a very odd way. It was national, I think it's national, Hike Naked Day. I'm not making it up. This isn't a comedy bit. There is actually a day where you hike naked. And we're going to talk to the guy who is responsible for organizing this whole National Hike Naked Day. And he's on the show later today. That is incredible. He might as well have invented the toaster. Longest day of the year. Ooh, that's not good. No. you don't want the day to go on too long. You don't want the shortest day of the year either, in case you're having a good time. But the longest day? No. Not these days. You don't want that. It's like at the end of the day, you go, oh, when was this day going to end? Yeah, it's not good. Even if you're having sex all day, there comes a point, you know, where you say, all right, that's enough. When is this going to stop? I have often thought about the naked body. I don't know why. I guess it was the longest day and there was nothing else to think about. But there is a group of people that's an organization, and they definitely believe that the body is a beautiful thing and there's nothing wrong with walking around naked. And I suppose no one can argue with that. I mean, we weren't born with clothes on. How would you get them in there? No, we come out naked and we don't leave naked. I was going to say we leave naked, but we don't. We leave clothed, usually. So I guess that's not true. But anyway, I'm going to bring this point up to the gentleman here who organizes this Hike Naked Day. First of all, there's a few things that I wouldn't want to do naked. Hiking is probably not one of the things I would want to do naked. No. Because there's bushes and mosquitoes and yucky things in the air. So where are you going to put the little, where are you going to put the compass? You know, it's just, No. They invented clothes for a reason. And if you've seen most people naked, you realize what that reason was. I mean, we get upset when we see somebody's clack. I can't even talk. Yeah, when someone bends over and you see their underwear rides down and their shirt rides up and you see their little butt crack, and we all like throw up, you know, like ugh. And I said this on the show about a week ago. If you see a woman, if she's in that situation, that's okay. But if it's a guy, it's like cover that up. They call it a plumber's crack, and I don't think that's fair to plumbers. We all have that physical situation when you bend over and you see the top portion of the rear end. I mean, it's, you know, but for some reason plumbers apparently have a bigger one than anybody else. Do you ever think that you would turn on the radio and listen to a guy talking about a plumber's crack? I don't think you did. I don't think you did. And if you think any less of me, remember, I invented the toaster and butter. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, we're going to talk to him a little bit later on in the program, and that'll be a fascinating situation. But I do want to talk about the longest day of the year, because I don't think it's necessary. Why do we go fooling with time like that? I don't understand why we do this daylight savings time, standard time. I don't understand that. Why do we have to change it up like that? I don't know which president started this, but one of them, I think it was Johnson. I don't know which John. I think Bob Johnson, one of those presidents. I don't know why they did that. Why was that? Did somebody sit around a board table at a government function and say, you know, we've screwed up enough things in this country. Let's screw with the time. Let's screw with the, we got the time zones. I kind of get that, although that's annoying too. Every time you travel from like New York to California, you have to go through a math quiz, or so you subtract 3 hours, you add 20 minutes for the for the fact that it's a cloudy day. So that would be 7:22, I believe it would be. It's just too much. Stop doing the math. It should be the same time all over the place. And stop with your, how many hours in the day today? Oh, God, I don't know. I have to look it up. I think the sun's out for like 19 hours or something, or something like that. And if you go to Alaska or Antarctica or something, or Sweden or Bolivia or New Jersey, it's the sun's out like until 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm trying to go to bed. Why is it still light out at 9 o'clock at night? Who the hell came up with that? That's not right. And you do the flip side, too. Was this in the winter? In the winter around Halloween? It gets dark at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What's up with that? Why are you doing that? Well, is this a joke? And then everybody, all the time, there are time people. I guess there's a board of people that fuck with time. I don't understand it. They sit around a table and they go, let's make it 12 hours long today. Well, that sounds right. Well, the next day we'll do like 15 hours. How about that? Well, that's good because I want to do some gardening. Then we'll make it 15 hours tomorrow just for you. Don't screw with time like that. Cut it out. God. February's only got 28 days. What, you don't like February? Why are you screwing with February? Why can't all the months have the same amount of days? Take a little bit from May and put one of those days into February. I mean, can't you borrow like a cup of sugar, like a neighbor borrowing a cup of sugar? Oh, you got 31 days. We only have 28 days. Can we kind of like, give me one of your days? They say, no, you can't fool with time. One thing you can't change is time. Well, apparently you can. You can fool with the time, you can fool with the calendar, whatever you want. Call whatever you want. Make it as long as you wish. I don't like it. I don't mind the short days because at my age, a lot of the days are pretty screwed up, There's not enough time in the day to get everything done. Well, then do it tomorrow. What the hell's your problem? Yes, I got to run to the store. I have to pick up the kids. I got to finish the project. There's not enough hours in the day. Well, there kind of is. There's too many hours in the day. I don't have time to do everything today. I'm going to have to do some of it tomorrow. But I don't like to procrastinate. It's not procrastinating. There wasn't enough hours in the day. You're going to do it tomorrow. What the hell's wrong with you? Don't stop with this hours of the day thing. Cut it out. There was an expression that came around. I believe it was from the television show The Apprentice. You remember that fiasco, don't you? Out of The Apprentice came Beelzebub, but that's besides the point. There's an expression that came out of that, and I don't know how or why, but it's at the end of the day. They always said that on that show. When they interviewed the contestants, on the show, it would be, how did you sell so many hot dogs in Times Square? That was one of the challenges. Well, we got the buns and we got the hot dogs because I'm very good at getting things wholesale. And at the end of the day, we won the challenge. Well, yeah, I guess at the end of the day, something happened. I mean, and then at the end of the day, I had a lot of fun. I went to the bar. I had about 27 cocktails. And at the end of the day, I threw up. And at the end of the day, so I met the girl. We had dinner, took her home. And at the end of the day, we had children. Stop with that at the end of the day. Cut it out. At the end of the day, shut up. How about that? Yeah, well, I went to work and I came home, and at the end of the lunch hour, I was at the end of the day. Stop with that expression. Anyway, let's talk about hiking naked. And where would you put the compass? Really, I'm serious. Yeah, there's a show on television called Naked and Afraid, I believe it is, or Naked and Itchy. I don't know what it is. Yeah, that's the other problem. What if you're naked and you have an itch? You know, you have to scratch it. It's just too obvious, you know. If you're wearing pants, you can kind of make believe you're adjusting your pocket or something, you know, or you're looking for some change. Yeah, it doesn't. When someone is scratching an itchy area and they're dressed, it's, you know, maybe it was the laundry soap was bad. You know, there's a thousand. You don't think twice about it. But someone's like totally butt naked and then they start scratching a part of their body, it's cause for disgust again. What do you do? What do you? Oh, look at you! You scratched it and now it's oozing pus. It's different. That's why people aren't walking around naked, because you can't do anything about anything. Every little blemish is going to show up. What is that? What's that strange? What is that on the side of your arm? What is that? What is that? Get that. Go to a dermatologist. Get that looked at. That's odd. Now, clothes serve a purpose. But what's behind all of this is that it's natural to be naked. Look at Adam and Eve, your neighbors. They were in the Garden of Eden, and I guess there were a lot of bugs and insects and things like that, and they were eating apples and stuff, and because all the restaurants were closed, because it was a short day. It was only like an 8-hour day, though, because the sun went down like at about 2 in the afternoon. Remember that? Adam and Eve apparently were completely naked, but in all the pictures, they had fig leaves, and they would take little leaves from trees and paste them around their private area, because apparently, when people were totally naked, they still covered up their private parts. That's the Bible for you. That's the Bible. Were you totally naked? No, we had a couple of leaves on us. That's the Bible for you. Can't go all the way with the story, can you? Gotta cover it up somehow. It's the Bible for you. Anyway, yeah. So the natural state of us is the naked state, and I don't see anything wrong with it. I really don't. I've been to a nude beach before. It was by mistake, but I did go to a nude beach. And I will tell my story during the interview, because that would be the place to tell the story. But I must admit that if everybody's naked, it's natural. If everybody's dressed and you're the only one that's naked, you're going to be spending the night in jail. So there you have it. I mean, we don't go swimming in our clothes, do we? No, we don't. We're just wearing our underpants. In the ocean. I mean, come on. So, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our guest is coming up momentarily. But, as you know, someone has to pay for this. This is, you know, maybe you don't pay for it, but somebody else does. So, you got to be careful about that. All right. We'll be right back after this short and strange word.
Are you the sort of person who feels vicarious excitement at the prospect of a robust discount? Then you need to pay us a visit at Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values. Each and every day, our standard pricing model is an absolute affront to common retailing practices and could indeed be seen as an indication of mental instability. Consider, if you will, a 24-pack of your favorite coffee pods, if one happens to drink such a thing, a mere $2.99. Is that sensible in the least? No, I tell you, it is not. And what of this? common t-shirts with witty sayings upon them, suitable for men, women, and children, depending upon how you've raised them, 10 for $6. This is uncanny pricing that quite simply flies in the face of all possible reason, and the only explanation for this behavior on my part is that I am not sane, frankly. Do not take my word for it. Instead, find your way here to Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values, just off the motorway and beyond the roundabout, where our everyday retailing decisions are simply unnatural.
Jeffrey Baldessarre joins us now. He's Director of Marketing and Communication, and we're talking about the AANR. Initials for something quite interesting. Tell me about the organization.
Sure. Well, the initials mean the American Association for Nude Recreation. It's been an organization with our 50,000 members for over 90 years.
Wow.
And we are... Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
No, it was just a big wow on my part. No, go on.
No. We're older than ketchup.
You're older than ketchup. That says a lot. Ketchup's been around. Wow. What was drawn to us speaking to you was that you're having an event on June 21st, which is the summer solstice. And
yes,
the event is quite fascinating. There's actually hiking involved, but hiking in a way that people may not be familiar.
This happens every year during the summer solstice, which is June 21st. Mm-hmm. It's National Naked Hiking Day.
Mm-hmm.
And some people aren't aware of this, no, that any hiking going on in a national reserve is truly not illegal.
Interesting.
However, after saying that,
yes,
there are some instances where you need to be cautious about what you're doing there as you hike naked. None of the other issues that people may think about going naked in our nature trails can be done. And I don't need to bring up stuff, but things like that would more people would not find amusing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I can think of a couple that might be difficult, which would be bugs and you know, things like then mosquito bites and things. And the other is trees and bushes rubbing against your body. Are there more?
There's a connotation with regards to people being naked and the aspect of inciting or sexual arousal. So that you get arrested for, but in the national parks, it is not illegal.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a few nude beaches in my time, and mm-hmm. once you're there, you get over it rather quickly and just realize I'm just at the beach with a bunch of fun people. I mean, you're not staring everybody down. It just doesn't work like that.
You're absolutely correct with that. Most people that I've spoke to who have been to a nude beach or been to a nude club that Anner has, they always say this, and this is 99.9% of the time, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah, well, that must be the case if the percentage is so high. It's a free spirit kind of thing, and it's just getting back to nature and natural, which is part of the word nature, is just something that a lot of people really should experience, and for that reason, and for that reason alone. What about sunburn? Oh, my God.
Well, here's the thing. If you go on any website, they'll tell you how to prepare.
Uh-huh.
You bring your backpack, your water, your food to munch with, and go hiking. You have your sunscreen with you. You have everything you need to go with you as a normal hiker would.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
No, I'm sorry. Go on.
And they give you instructions on what to bring with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mosquito bite repellent, all the things that you'll need to a normal hike. It's just that you're doing it naked, and it's a better. excuse me, my allergies. and it's a much better feeling being naked with nature.
Yeah.
Than it is being clothed with nature.
I would assume. I would imagine that anybody that's been skinny dipping, even in their private backyard pool, can probably understand what you're talking about.
I hope so. I agree with you. They probably would. And also, we have that coming up also, if I may, International Skinny Dip Day. which a lot of clubs around the world
participate
on July 10th.
Interesting. What I found different at the Nude Beach was that if you're the only person who is naked and everybody else is clothed, that can be a little socially interesting, and vice versa. But if everybody's in the same boat, mm-hmm. it's kind of marvelous. It's just kind of like, what's the big deal here? This is just nice. And I think it's great. There's a huge membership involved, by the way, right?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Huge membership. We have 50,000 members. And like I said to you before, we've been around for 90 years.
Yeah.
And we even have our own website which tells you places to go. And if I may, seeing that you're in Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
we have an amazing resort in Massachusetts called Berkshire Vista Resort.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on the apex of the Appalachians where you can go nude hiking there.
Very cool. Is there a resort there as well?
Yes, it's Berkshire Vista Resort in Hancock, Massachusetts.
I see. Interesting stuff. Okay. All right. Let's assume somebody is interested in finding out about this and pursuing, not necessarily the hiking, but perhaps so, but more so in just becoming involved in this kind of free spirit attitude. Where would they go for that?
Well, they'd come to our website, and that is aanr.com. And we have About Anner, but then we have something really special, mm-hmm. Places to Go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, say, in Massachusetts, looking up on the website, and you go to Places to Go, you get a Google map immediately of your area and what clubs and resorts are in your area.
Interesting. Do you find...
And some more resorts are... I'm sorry?
No, go on. I'm sorry. We have a delay here a little bit, but go on. Continue.
Oh, and some of our resorts are 4- and 5-star resorts with accommodations. Some are campgrounds, and some are listed on TripAdvisor with very good reviews. So if you go on AANR, and again, go to Club Locator under Places to Go, and like I said before, the Google map will pop up in your area.
Yeah. Well, what
so
if,
that you'll know.
What if you have a situation where you do have an individual who is there like for apparently the wrong reasons, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
How is that handled? Does somebody say, hey, Bob, cut it out? I mean, how do you handle that?
We put the stop sign up before the tragic accident.
Ah.
What happens is, when you become a member of Anner, you're vetted.
Uh-huh. Good.
Your background is vetted.
Good.
And we rarely have that. But in those cases, there's people at the resort always looking out for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And they take care of it.
That's true. In numbers, you can take care of things, anything.
Exactly right. Exactly. And a few people in the years I've been here, 4 years I've been here, maybe one or two people out of the clubs have been banned,
yep.
which is not a lot.
Do you find that a lot of people are doing membership single or many, many couples? How does that vary?
I would say it's 70-30.
Mm-hmm.
30% would be singles and 70% would be couples.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That way, is it a little more comfortable for them to get into it at first if there's somebody else there that they know? Is that what it is?
Exactly, sir. That's absolutely right.
Wonderful. This sounds wonderful. Yeah.
Well, thank you. And on Anner.com, you see a Join Renew button. You can actually join on Anner.com also and go to the end of the resorts that you see in your area.
Well, now that you can go out and do things again... in most parts of the country here, this is a viable option where you can kind of enjoy your life and then feel the complete freedom of your spirit and your body. It's the way it should be, right?
I agree. Absolutely right about that.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to walk into my bank and see. Well,
no. Although, during COVID, I found it interesting walking into a bank with a mask on.
I would assume that would be.
I found that interesting when it first happened. I'm like, people are walking into the bank with a mask on.
Yeah. Did you find that at some of your gatherings wearing a mask and nothing else was kind of ironic, or was it just taken in stride?
It was taken in stride, but there were a lot of comic strips with the tan line only around your mouth, things like that. But it was taken in stride. A lot of the clubs, all the clubs pay attention to their states and regulations.
Sure.
And they finally opened up. Most of them opened up now.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure speaking to you. I do thank you for your time. It's the AANR. You can Google that, go to the website and get all the information that you need, and see if that's for you, and it probably should be. Hey,
well, Ron, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Jeffrey, I appreciate it. And this is, of course, June 21st. If you want to check that out, too, it's Hike Naked Day, and Google that. And thanks so much. You take care of yourself. Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for being here. Put some clothes on. You're disgusting me. Not everybody, just you. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, well, I wish you peace.